supply chain performance, and the SCORE-DS model. A performance measurement model can be extended to the entire supply chain. Strategies can be set by mutual agreement of all supply chain partners, who then set their individual strategies and tactics to work toward this shared goal. In addition, KPIs can be rolled up to show total supply chain costs, total inventory in the network, total lead time, and so on. These metrics become available only if each supply chain partner agrees to share its summary costs and other metrics. The benefit can be a faster, cheaper, more efficient network that benefits each participant as well as the ultimate customer. How do we measure performance when supply chain performance depends on many partners throughout the process? One way to do this is to develop a common language and set of metrics to help all parties agree on the KPIs that should be measured across the supply chain, as ISCM did with the SCORE Digital Standard, SCORE-DS. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the Supply Chain Operations Reference, SCORE, model in part as follows: the standard cross-industry diagnostic tool for supply chain management. The SCORE model describes the business activities associated with satisfying a customer's demand, which include plan, source, make, deliver, return, and enable. Use of the model includes analyzing the current state of a company's processes and goals, quantifying operational performance, and comparing company performance to benchmark data. SCORE has developed a set of metrics for supply chain performance, and ISCM members have formed industry groups to collect best practices information that companies can use to evaluate their supply chain performance. Note that the updated SCORE-DS processes are orchestrate, plan, source, transform, order, fulfill, and return. But the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary update for this revision is forthcoming. SCORE-DS has been used by manufacturers around the world to identify and adhere to mission-critical supply chain metrics. Once an organization's metrics have been calculated, they are compared against internal standards and possibly industry or best-in-class benchmark data. An organization uses the results to drive performance improvements. Let's take a look at how SCORE-DS can be used to set a supply chain strategy and select a complementary, balanced, and integrated set of metrics to enact that strategy. SCORE-DS Performance Attributes and Supply Chain Strategy. SCORE-DS includes a performance section that features a set of performance attributes and metrics in addition to its other sections on processes, practices, and people maturity. SCORE-DS performance attributes are strategic characteristics of supply chain performance used to prioritize and align the supply chain's performance with the business strategy. Performance attributes are grouped into three categories: resilience, economic, and sustainability, as shown in Exhibit 2-36. Note that performance attributes are not metrics themselves, but that one or more top-level metrics are tied to each attribute. Definitions are quoted from SCORE-DS. Exhibit 2-36. SCORE-DS performance attributes for building a supply chain strategy. Source: SCORE-DS. Use with permission. An organization can use these performance attributes to set a strategy for a specific supply chain. Typically, a supply chain strategy can only work to be superior, often defined as performing better than 90% of competitors in one attribute, work toward advantage, better than 70% of competitors in two or possibly three attributes, and the remaining attributes need to be set at parity, better than 50% of competitors. For example, for a supply chain that focuses on reliable repackaging and delivery of low-margin products to retail stores, market analysis could show that customer and internal profitability requirements point to making the assets attribute be set at superior due to the low margins. The same supply chain might set reliability, cost, and social at advantage for various reasons and set the other attributes at parity, lower priority, but not ignored. Then it can select related metrics for each attribute, as will be discussed shortly. Because SCORE-DS is a standard developed by wide industry participation, benchmark metrics are readily available. Given the supply chain's set of priorities and metrics, organizations can then use benchmarking to determine the size of the gaps from these supply chain priorities, as is shown in Exhibit 2-37. Exhibit 2-37, SCORE Mark Gap Analysis Example, Mockup. Note that this is a mockup of a SCORE Mark benchmarking tool. ScoreMark is a PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, tool offered through ISCM Corporate Development that uses SCORE-DS metrics based on PwC's data set of over 1,000 organizations and 2,000 supply chains. SCORE-DS metrics. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines SCORE metrics as follows: In supply chain operations reference, SCORE metrics measure the ability of processes to achieve the strategic objectives associated with performance attributes. SCORE recognizes three levels of predefined metrics. Level 1 metrics are diagnostics for the overall health of the supply chain. Level 2 metrics serve as diagnostics for the Level 1 metrics. Level 3 metrics serve as diagnostics for Level 2 metrics. While the performance attributes themselves are not metrics, each has one or more Level 1 metrics. Exhibit 2-38 shows the SCORE-DS metrics at Level 1 plus the codes for Level 2 metrics with shorthand references to these metrics. See the SCORE-DS website for full names. Note how each metric starts with a two-letter code followed by a level and unique identifier. For example, RL2.4 is a Level 2 reliability metric. Exhibit 2-38, full set of SCORE-DS Level 1 and Level 2 metrics. Source, SCORE-DS. Use with permission. Exhibit 2-39 illustrates how the SCORE-DS metrics for perfect customer order fulfillment cascade from one level to the next. Exhibit 2-39. SCORE-DS metrics for perfect customer order fulfillment. SCORE-DS also provides standard definitions of each metric, which is critical to the process because it forces everyone to adopt a shared understanding of the metric's inputs, process, and output. The selection of metrics depends upon the supply chain strategy. There is no requirement, for example, that all the metrics for a particular SCORE-DS level have to be applied simultaneously. In fact, the opposite is more likely to be true. Achieving greater overall velocity might require that one link in the chain actually underperform in the interest of boosting performance elsewhere. Shipping might have to rely on more expensive transportation, for example. These trade-offs have to be carefully negotiated with those involved, and rewards may have to be shared in such a way that the interest of each stakeholder is brought into alignment with that of the overall enterprise. Strong leadership from above is paramount. A pilot project is helpful if it starts at the most manageable level and has a good chance of quick success. Applying one metric across two or three supply chain partners is not too modest a project. Despite the large list of potential metrics and measurements available, each organization needs to understand its own standards and strategic goals and select the performance metrics that most closely align with them. Here are some general principles for selecting metrics from this or another list. Select at least one level one or equivalent top level metric from each category of attributes, such as one KPI for reliability, one for responsiveness, and so on. For each chosen metric, select some or all supporting metrics one level down, level two in SCORE-DS. Verify that the set of metrics reflects the organization's strategic imperatives and critical performance gaps, which could involve selecting more than one metric in the same attribute category as needed. Adapt these metrics to the data that are available in the ERP system. Note, however, that many ERP systems have adopted the SCORE-DS methodology as part of their process framework. SCORE-DS metrics are comprehensive and can be used to measure success against competitive priorities. SCORE-DS metrics help trace metrics between strategic, tactical, and operational levels of detail. The operational level is where plans are refined and executed at the most granular level. Metrics must also flow from the overall organizational measures to specific detailed process and functional area measures. At the operational level, the performance objectives are refined. The SCORE-DS model metrics were developed with the objective of being able to drill down from organizational level performance to the process and sub-process metrics that contribute to that performance. Generic performance objectives versus SCORE-DS performance attributes. Exhibit 2-40 shows some typical metrics that relate to the generic performance metrics of speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost. While there isn't a direct matchup between the generic performance objectives and the SCORE-DS metrics, the following observations can be made. Speed and SCORE-DS's responsiveness are closely aligned. Dependability and quality both relate to SCORE-DS's reliability. Flexibility relates to SCORE-DS's agility. Cost relates to SCORE-DS cost as well as assets, for example, asset management. Exhibit 2-40. Metrics for performance objectives.